The president set to announce student loan forgiveness on Jack Callahan, Fox News. An announcement is expected sometime Wednesday from the White House.
The precise details of the Biden plan, which include a cap limiting the forgiveness to folks who earn less than $125,000 a year, frankly, are being kept to a fairly small circle within the administration. Apparently, they still haven't finalized all the details ahead of the announcement. Now, the long-delayed move would forgive up to $10,000 in federal student loans for many Americans and extend a pause on payments to January. That, according to three people familiar with the plan.
Fox's Kevin Cork. The president had proposed canceling student loan debt during the presidential race. Opponents say the plan would add to federal spending and is unfair to people who didn't go to college, but will pay college tuition for others in the form of higher taxes. New York Congressman Jerry Nadler will move on to the November election, beating fellow longtime Democrat Carolyn Maloney in Tuesday's New York primary. They'd been thrown together in the same congressional district by drawn boundaries. Nadler telling his supporters he will have a mandate on what he considers to be crucial issues.
Gun violence permeates every corner of our country. And with sea levels rising and temperatures soaring, our future on this planet has never been more at risk.
In Florida, Democrat voters have picked Congressman Charlie Crist as their candidate to try and unseat incumbent Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Crist had served as governor when he was Republican. Congresswoman Val Demings has been chosen to run for the Senate in Florida against incumbent GOP Senator Marco Rubio. A former security chief for Twitter has filed a whistleblower's complaint, saying the platform has misled federal regulators and its investors about fake accounts, the issue that caused the potential Twitter buyer Elon Musk to cancel his acquisition of the platform. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. military has launched targeted airstrikes against Iranian-backed groups in Syria in defense of U.S. forces serving there in counterterrorism operations. Another person has been convicted for storming the U.S. Capitol early last year.
A federal judge returning the verdict Tuesday after a trial where 37-year-old William Reed and the government agreed upon a stipulated set of facts regarding his conduct. Reed posted a video on social media the afternoon of January 6th of people walking toward the Capitol with superimposed text stating, "Time to storm the Capitol." Prosecutors say Reed was among the first rioters to break through a police line. He eventually went inside and broke a TV and water cooler. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The National Archives says it's recovered more than 100 documents bearing classified markings totaling more than 700 pages from an initial batch of 15 boxes retrieved from Mar-a-Lago earlier this year. This according to newly public government correspondence from the Trump legal team. Those numbers lay bare the large volume of documents found at the Florida estate of the former president long before an FBI search of the property this month. Mr. Trump says all of the documents had been declassified. Former Louisville police officer has pleaded guilty to conspiracy charges from the drug raid that left Breonna Taylor dead.
Kelly Goodlett admitted in federal court to working with another officer to use false information to get a warrant to raid Breonna Taylor's apartment in March of 2020. Taylor was killed in a shootout that started when her boyfriend fired on the officers who entered during that raid. Goodlett will be sentenced in November. She faces up to 5 years, but the judge says extenuating circumstances circumstances could delay that sentencing. There is a possibility that Goodlatte could testify against her three co-defendants. Those trials are set for October. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.